1940.
Oh, okay.
I would say as of the end of World War II, it was no longer in any way a farming community. It was strictly a bedroom community. Mm. Most of the people up there worked in Miami, other than those that had their own local businesses up there that lived off the area.
Okay, and then prior to the war then, or say in the 30s and 20s, did the community deal directly when they sold their products and things? They had their own station, or their own port, or whatever. They sold directly to the, you know, load to the railroad or take it to. Where did they market at?
As a farming community,
right?
There were about 4 or 5 big packing houses right along the railroad, up where the gas plant is now, up there.
Okay.
And
just
all the farmers hauled their tomatoes and produce that they grew into those packing houses, and it was packed and shipped from there.
Okay.
Probably there were some of them who may have trucked some of it down into Miami for wholesale, or else trucks came out to the packing houses and picked it up there, but the bulk of it was packed there, loaded into railroad cars, and went north.
So the influence was directly,
yeah,
direct sales. Okay, now, speaking of agricultural now, What were some of the farms that that you might find around here? What types of farms?
The bulk of it was tomato. I would say that 75% of what went out were tomatoes. Some peppers, maybe a few beans, and that was about it. Then, of course, there were some citrus and avocado groves out scattered through the area.
Okay, how large were some of these farms? Were they very large?
No, I would say that the average farmer out there, the tomato farmer, if he farmed 50 acres, it's probably fairly large. And most of them did not own their own farmland. About the only people that owned their own farmland were the dairy farmers. And they were a little bit further west out in the area where Carroll City is now, out there, you know, where Biscayne College is. Most of that was all originally Florida Memorial College. All of that was originally dairy land.
Was that area drained? Do you know?
It was originally drained in a fashion in 19... No, I guess about 1912, when they dug the original Royal Glade Canal.
Oh,
that's
yes.
A canal that runs through there and runs out, ties in eventually to the South New River Canal and up into Lake Okeechobee. Now, originally that was a narrow canal. It was probably about 25 or 30 feet wide and 6 feet deep. And it did a certain amount of drainage. Then in 1947 or 48, they widened that canal to the extent that it is now. I guess they finished it up about 51 or 52. That completely drained the area. Now, what used to happen, the way they did their farming there, during the summer and fall, when you get your rainy season, the water would build up in the glades and in the low areas. And what is now completely dry land in those days was completely covered with water during the summer. Well, in the fall, as soon as the hurricane season was over, the water would go down. And these farmers would come in and plow that land right behind the water. Oh, hell, that water had killed the weeds, it had killed the bugs, and hell, they farmed with practically no fertilizer or very little. Insecticides were practically unthought of. And they didn't even own the land. I mean, if some of it was unclaimed land, some of it they rented or sharecropped it. The guy that owned the land would take 20% of the proceeds or whatever. So that as looking at it from the standpoint of northern farms, there was very little of it. Now, as time went by, some of these people did acquire land, but the bulk of it was sharecropping or just rental.
What kind of a farm would you call a farm that like after the rainy season, you go in and just plow in like that? Would you have a special name for a farm?
What
is a muck farm then? Do you know?
You had two types of land up there that you grew tomatoes on. You had muck and you had marl. Marl is the yellowish, brownish yellow soil, and muck is black.
Yeah.
and you had two types of it, the two types. And generally, tomatoes that were grown on sand or muck were considered superior to those that were grown on marl. Don't ask me why, but that was...
Well, then, now you've got marl and muck and sand. What are the types of soil types would you have around here? Just those?
That's it.
Okay. What about terrain? You know, how would you describe the
flat?
You know, just flat?
The whole area.
You have